The United States Olympic Committee has released its roster for next month's games. 531 athletes competing in 29 sports, among them two sprinters who have been charged with drug violations, and another, Marion Jones, who hasn't, but who remains very much under public scrutiny. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Welcome once again, Stefan.
Hi, Robert.
These drug cases remain open. What are the chances these athletes will actually be allowed to compete?
Well, if all these cases are under appeal right now, and if the appeals aren't completed in time, they will be allowed to go to Athens and participate. That is not what U.S. Olympic officials want. They're afraid that these athletes could go win a medal and then have it stripped after the fact, and that would be terribly embarrassing to the United States. The U.S. has long been viewed with suspicion by other countries over drug use and covering it up in the 80s and 90s, and they don't want anything to compromise the fact that they've actually become far more vigilant about pursuing drug cheaters in the last couple of years. They want all of these appeals done before Athens, and if athletes are banned, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, would allow the U.S. to replace them on their team.
So where do the two cases against the sprinters Torrey Edwards and Calvin Harrison stand?
Well, Edwards had an arbitration hearing earlier this week, and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency today said that arbitrators decided that she may have had a legitimate excuse for taking the stimulant for which she tested positive back in April, and they referred the case to an international review board. Harrison tested positive last year for a different stimulant. His arbitration hearing is next week. The most important thing to note about these two cases is that they were not a direct outgrowth of the federal investigation in San Francisco that has named a bunch of athletes and received all of this attention.
Yeah, that investigation of the drug lab Balco is the big story before the track and field trials earlier this month. Several athletes were charged by U.S. anti-doping officials based on information that was developed by federal investigators in that case. What has happened to them?
Well, the USOC lucked out because four of the athletes, Tim Montgomery, Christy Gaines, Alvin Harrison, and Michelle Collins, they didn't qualify for the Olympic team. They just didn't make it. So their cases are still pending, but they haven't been expedited because there's no need to get it done before Athens.
But the other big name in that case, arguably the biggest name, Marion Jones, has qualified for the Olympic team.
Yeah, but only in the long jump. She didn't make it in the 100 meters, and she withdrew from the 200 meters on the last day of the trials. The key thing here is that while Jones has been connected to the Balco case, she hasn't been charged with anything by U.S. anti-doping officials, and she's actively fighting any attempt to brandish her as a cheater.
But even so, her name keeps surfacing. Last night, the San Francisco Chronicle and the San Jose Mercury News both reported that Jones's ex-husband, the shot putter C.J. Hunter, told investigators that Jones injected herself with banned drugs during the 2000 Olympics in Sydney.
Right, and then her lawyer today sent a nasty letter to the U.S. attorney in San Francisco calling C.J. Hunter a liar and saying again that Jones denies ever using performance-enhancing drugs. He also called for a formal investigation into these what he described as leaks, which he said amount to a character assassination of Jones. This is how this case has gone, tit for tat. Jones's PR and legal team feels that the only way to combat the rumor and innuendo and the allegations that are surfacing through leaks is to get out there and say time after time that Marion Jones hasn't done anything wrong. Whether or not anything happens in this case, either way, it's going to create an image problem for the U.S. Olympic team and its officials. They'd really prefer if we started talking about who's going to win medals in the Olympics rather than these drug cases.
All right, let's talk about some medals and another sport, basketball. The U.S. basketball team has not done too well in recent competitions. How does it look in Athens?
Well, they start their pre-Olympic training camp on Monday, and if ever there was a time for the U.S. to lose an Olympic gold medal, it is this year. These NBA players have only won gold since they first started playing in the Olympics in 1992, but this is a team that has no Olympic experience except for the coach, Larry Brown, and the other nations, Lithuania, Argentina, they're just getting better.
Thanks a lot, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.
Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.